sleep, you know, disorders can be dangerous. Not just that you're tired, it can affect your overall health. You know, studies have shown that. So anytime I find sleep stories, which I have a couple here, including one that helps to further solidify our opinion that napping is a good thing. At the schedule we have, a good nap feels good during the day.
Sometimes it only would exist.
Yeah. A study, and this is a study, by the way, from researchers at Northwestern University. So, despite the poor performance of their football game this past Saturday against the Michigan Wolverines, I think
they were asleep on the field.
but known for their academia.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. Perhaps better known for their academia. So what they did was they did some studies, and it says, now what intrigued me about this, because I've seen other nap studies before, but I've never seen one that suggests that napping, it says here, a quick power nap really does help the body and mind. They did some research with participants, asking them to challenge, do some motor skills using some computer games, actually. And they used sounds and motions and things like that. And did before and after, you know, do it when you're tired, then we'll give you the power nap, and then we'll do it after. And they say participants play the games better. And they're looking at it to prove that power napping is a good thing. And also, this was kind of interesting, in a real serious note, they think that this approach could actually enhance rehabilitation therapies for stroke patients.
Oh, really?
And others with neurological disorders, suggesting that there could be something to the extra sleep that might help with the cognitive abilities. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah,
it would. Well, what intrigued me is the length. You know, when I hear power nap, I think 15 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 15, maybe 30.
Maybe 30, okay.
What do they consider a power
90
nap?
Minutes.
No, that's a full nap.
That's a nap.
That's more than a nap. That's an enhanced power nap.
That's half a night's sleep for us.
I'm just going to say, I might consider that. After 90 minutes, I'd be pretty interdicted to do most anything. That's what it says here.
A power nap, 90 minutes. That's what they say. That's a power nap, all right.
And I love the way they phrase it. Napping for just 90 minutes.
Just.
Who's got time to nap for just 90 minutes? Good luck on that.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble if we got caught napping for 90 minutes, wouldn't we?
No doubt. Man. I feel bad sometimes when I know I'm doing it for 15 minutes here. But again, this is from Northwestern University. And present findings, they say, support the conclusion that execution-based components of motor skills can be reactivated during sleep, resulting in enhanced performance after awakening. Yeah, they refer to it here as sleep. 90 minutes is sleep. That goes beyond most people's definition of a nap. But in the serious note, we hope maybe it could lead to further research when it comes to the stroke patients they were talking about. So there's a nap story for you.
I have to tell you, I feel pretty good this morning. I slept all night through without getting up one time.
Hey!
That is an amazing thing to accomplish.
Wow. Three hours straight.
Three and a half.
Very good.
I think the Sleep Foundation, I think they said 10 to 20 minutes is really what the power nap should be. That's what I
I was thinking 15.
Yeah.
And 30 on the outset, but not 90.
No,
right.
No.
Right. And see, I think for power naps, I swear that I read other studies too that say, and I can confirm this, by the way, by myself, because I've, you know, napping is my favorite pastime, so I did this a lot. Studied it a lot, especially in college time, too, you know, my naps then. And I can tell you that 15 to 30-minute power naps, they do rejuvenate you. But if you go over that, then you're going to kind of wake up a little groggy and all that stuff. So if you're going to go for the full nap, go for the 90-minute nap, which apparently now I've just learned is a power nap.
I've got the study for you here. I will give you the evidence if anyone asks. Should I ask if you were power napping before class, after class, or in class?
It depended on the class.
Depended on the class and the instructor.
No, mostly after, to tell you the truth. Mostly after.
After some of those, depending on the class, if it was one of those three-hour lectures,
you needed it, yes.
Well, one more reason to nap. They say that chronic sleep deprivation takes 10 years off your life.
Yep.
So it, so you're better off catching a nap every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you guys handle the rest of the morning team show.
You're going to go take a nap.
I'm going to get my 90 minutes in right now.
You want to stretch your life.
I'll be back at 8:30 for 10 years.
10 years. Jeez. Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got the time, kind of time anymore to even gamble on.
You know, I understand, though, too, is that there are some people who just can't do a 15-minute power nap or a 30. My wife can never believe it, how I can just shut down still, that I can just shut down my body for 20 minutes and then, boom, I can be right back up.
Ready to rock.
Yeah, yep. I'm lucky that way, I guess. But I don't know. I know others can't.
Yeah, this is true. Yep. Probably, you know, different people and different ways that their bodies and things like that. Well, you'll be happy to, well, maybe unhappy to know. That when it comes to sleep, as far as what we in the state of Michigan, apparently from another study I wanted to pass along here, this was the University of Wisconsin, by the way, which did a, using data from County Health Rankings and Roadmaps, which is a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, was trying to discover which states had people who get the least amount of sleep. Going back to the thought that these are the people who are needing more sleep because of their increased risk for making mistakes at work, driving, we know how that goes, but also because lack of sleep leads to other disorders such as chronic diseases, heart disease, obesity, depression. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to taking years off your life to what Dave said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, using the data, states were ranked by the share of adults not getting enough sleep, and Michigan ranking number 6. We are a top 10 state for lack of sleep.
Whoa.
Oh, don't know that we want to be on that list.
I'm not sure we want to either, yeah.
How's that possible?
It says here that adults reporting insufficient sleep, 40% of adults in Michigan reporting insufficient sleep.
Hmm.
I don't know if we skew those numbers here on the morning team show.
Yeah,
but
we might, yeah.
But there
you
go.
When's the last time you had 7 to 9 hours of sleep?
Friday night for
That's
me.
What they suggest.
I'll be honest.
Well, at least you know. Is that consecutive, Dave?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right. I believe so.
I take advantage when I can.
That's consecutive.
I'm just surprised by that, though, especially during the fall and winter months with lots of cloudy days and longer nights. You would think maybe people would sleep more, but yeah. Guess not.
We're a top 10 state, not that we want to be in this particular. This is one where we wish we were near the bottom.
Yeah, right, right.
Hey, in a couple of weeks, by the way, when the time change happens, you can get that extra hour. Get that extra hour.
Yes.
6:50 on WSGW. Well, so that's where Michigan ranks when it comes to lack of sleep. But remember, your power nap can be 90 minutes. If you need the evidence, we'll have it for you on the morning team page. I'll give you a link to that story so you can give it to your boss.